I think we've already kind of crossed into this next question. Have you seen a difference in your teachers' planning styles? Are teachers doing different things in the classrooms with the computers than before? And you guys already started talking about this, where the teachers, instead of just writing notes, they hear the notes, they're ready to go, and giving you directions and just letting you go do the work. Mm-hmm. Anything else that teachers seem to be doing differently?
They're definitely more organized.
Yeah?
I think, in my opinion.
They are.
They are. Yeah, like, in one teacher's example, say, like, if they have it all planned out in advance, then even if, like, because they have to juggle multiple classes, then even if they, like, if they come to one class and they know, like, specifically what they're doing because they've already put it all up on the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's forcing them to make sure they know what they want to do that day because they have to put it up on the website.
Yeah.
So you guys are ready to, you know, ready to go. So everybody's ready to go at the start of class.
I think there's definitely a difference in depending on the teacher. Some people, some teachers might, they prefer hard copies and things like that, and maybe traditional note-taking as opposed to, like, wiki spaces and blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I definitely see a difference in the teachers' planning styles.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes you like, for example, in math class, I guess it'll be maybe easier to learn if the teacher wrote it all out on the board and then went through it step by step, as you know, rather than using technology, and maybe that would instead overcomplicate things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's, I think it depends really on the subject and the teachers.
Yeah. So sometimes technology isn't the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's
like
a lot
art
of...
art class or something.
Yeah, art class, right? I mean, drawing, you still have to pick up a pencil and some cool paper and do some cool art stuff that I don't know anything about. But, yeah, I mean, so it sounds like this is just one more tool that some teachers are using and other teachers are using it when it's appropriate, but not all the time. So it kind of depends on
it's
the
like
subject.
Cool.
And I think we're still in that kind of, like, transition process where some teachers expect you to take hand notes and then get kind of suspicious if you like start taking notes on your Mac.
Mm-hmm.
But then some teachers are like, oh, what are you doing with paper, you know?
Like,
it's much faster to just get on your Mac.
Yeah. I've noticed sometimes I go into a classroom and all the students have their MacBooks, mm-hmm. and then as soon as the teacher says anything, you just hear this massive clicks because everybody is writing down their notes, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the first time I saw it happen, it scared me. I'm like, whoa, everybody's typing right now. Which, from the teacher's perspective, is a little scary. Because, you know, we're like, what are you doing? Because we can't see what you're doing, so we have to trust you guys.
Yeah.
But do you think students usually are doing the right thing? Or does it kind of depend?
Yeah, most of the time, because, you know, it's their responsibility to...
Kind of forced to, really.
Yeah, but then if they want to learn, then they'll take notes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. if you're playing, like, games, you know, like, if you're playing Blockles during class, and... I mean, it's just going to, like, kick you later on, so.
Blockles.
Yeah.
I'm in like with you. Yeah, I've played that before. It's pretty fun.